Yeah.
Oh. The battle of the sexes.
The battle of the sexes is alive again.
McCloy's the best.
Mama.
Come to Papa.
It's every man and every woman for themselves.
It's the battle of the sexes. Where's the battle begin?
Hate waking up? You can wake up easier with the Easy Up Wake Up Formula, a coffee bean extract pill energized not to release until 7 to 8 hours after taking it before bed. It's like getting your first cup of coffee right before you wake up and delivers a second cup over the next 8 hours. The Easy Up Coffee Warm Up Formula is a pill you take at night to wake up right. There you go.
And we've got Brian and Gail on the phone wanting to play Battle of the Sexes.
Hello, Wonderful. Brian. Hello, Gail.
Brian, Gail.
Hello. Yep.
Say hi to Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Gail, Jessica will be helping you. You'll help with the answer.
Yes, Gail. And I feel good about this.
And, let's go, girl.
And Brian, David Basil will be helping you. All right. And we have prizes valued at somewhere between $5 million and $5 million. Up for grabs. We are a sexist radio show, so we start with the women first. I'll give you a question. You have three choices.
Okay.
What is a mountain lion? Is it a whiskey, a brand of four-wheeler, or a new Mac operating system? A mountain lion, ladies. A whiskey, a brand of four-wheeler, the new
one.
Mac operating system.
Mm-hmm. Gail, what do you think? Can we talk this out?
Yeah, you go. Yeah, she can. She has the final say.
Gail, what do you think?
I'm actually clueless.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, the good news is, Gail, that I have an Apple, and they email me when new operating systems come out. So I think that's what it is.
Is that something like that?
The last one was a snow leopard, so I feel like
it could
be that, right?
Awesome. Roger.
Gail, what do you think? You want to go with that answer?
You bet.
It's a good choice.
Yes!
Well, I knew she was an Apple user. Yes. The mountain lion, I think, is correct.
That's Jessica looked as confident as the guy that shot the arrow into the flame.
That's right.
And someone told me that was Barcelona.
You know what?
So,
she is Michael Phelps of this.
She is indeed. All right, guys, here you go. Kristen Stewart cheated on Robert Pattinson with the director of what? Twilight? Snow White and the Huntsman, or The Runaways? Kristen Stewart cheated on Robert Pattinson.
I got this, Brian.
Pattinson, with the director of Twilight, Snow White and the Huntsman, or The Runaways?
What do you think it is?
This is why we are the number one sports show in Arkansas, that I have the answer to this. That would be the director of Snow White and the Huntsman.
You're exactly right.
Is that your final answer?
That's it.
It's right!
Right, that's right.
And how about her? How stupid was she?
Okay, can we talk? She...
Oh, I can't. Yeah,
she looks happy.
Never happy. She's the worst actress of all time because she does one thing. She just has a.
She frowns.
She frowns.
And slouches.
It makes me depressed.
And
watching
what?
Slouches. She's
oh,
like,
okay,
yes.
Okay. Okay.
It makes me depressed any movie she's in.
Well, you think, like, listen, chick, you've made multi-$1 million.
Yeah.
Get a
hotel room
it's okay.
or something.
Put a smile on.
Yeah, that. And then if you're going to cheat around, you're out of the park.
Okay, next question.
You guys keep talking to me because before my computer goes out, I better plug it in real quick.
But
here's the next question right here. Ladies,
yes.
When it comes to camping, what is a billy can? Mm. Is it a coffee can use to boil water or cook food over a campfire? That makes no sense to me. The container you place your caught fish in or the toilet?
What is it called again?
Oh, it's a coffee can used to boil water or cook food over campfire. I apologize.
Okay, and
it's called a billy can.
And it's either we use it to cook our food, use it to put our fish in it, or it's a toilet.
Correct.
Gail?
Thank you, Jessica.
I'm guessing here completely. The coffee, maybe? What do you think, Jessica?
Yeah, I have to tell you, I don't know the answer to this one, but I think that coffee, I think you're right. Let's do that. Let's go coffee. That's our final answer.
That is a final answer, Gail. It's correct.
Yay,
wow.
Very good. Very good. I'm sorry. I cannot read.
2-1.
All right, guys, here we go. What's the best way to get blood out of clothing? David, you've got to know this one.
Maybe.
Is it vinegar, ice water, baking soda? What's the best way to get blood out of clothing?
Ron, do you have any idea on this one?
Oh, Lord. For some reason, I want to say vinegar, but that's probably not.
Okay, give me the answers one more time, Roger.
Vinegar, ice water, baking soda.
Well, we can eliminate water. We don't think it's that. Baking soda or vinegar.
As long as you just blotch it. Don't.
Okay, I'll go with whatever you think, Brian. What's your gut feeling on it?
Oh, I'm thinking vinegar.
Okay, let's go vinegar. That was your gut reaction right off the bat. What's the answer, Roger?
Well, take your gut out to dinner because it's vinegar.
All right, very good. Two to two.
Right.
Very
good. Just throwing it down. Very
That's
nice.
It right there. And here we go.
Okay.
In which Olympic sport will you find Ryan Lochete?
We know this one.
Is it gymnastics, rowing, or swimming?
Who is it?
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Do you
know?
Lochte.
The guy we were talking about a few minutes ago.
Exactly.
No. Swimming.
That's a cheap show.
Kind of tough.
Swimming. Swimming.
You say, Jessica.
It's swimming, Gail. I actually know this one.
Very good.
It's swimming.
Yeah. Yay.
All right, here we go.
We got to get this one, Brian.
Guys, in which Olympic sport will you find Misty May Trainer? Is it gymnastics, volleyball, or is it swimming? We're off to tie this ball game up.
Pressure's on.
And is that the correct way to pronounce her name? Is it Misty May Trainer? Would you say?
I think so.
Brian, Misty May sounds like a gymnast to me.
Is it gymnastics, volleyball, or swimming?
Or it could be volleyball. I don't know. It's either volleyball or...
Or it could be gymnastics or swimming or volleyball. Yes, it's one of those.
It's not swimming.
Maybe, whatever you think.
Okay, say it one more time. Misty May.
Misty May
She's
Trainer.
Super fine.
It's a May Trainer.
All right, I'm gonna. If you don't know, I'm gonna say just because it's Misty May, let's go gymnast.
Is that your final answer?
Go with it.
Go with it.
She also appeared in season 7 of Dances with the Stars.
Oh no!
Volleyball.
Oh, no.
How did you not know that?
That's it.
Listen.
She's like super hot.
High five, Jessica.
I'm sorry, Brian.
But guess what, That's Brian? Right. You're not going to go home empty-handed.
No,
everybody
not.
That plays on the show with no name goes home a winner. So if you'll just hold on, I'm sure that you'll be getting something as well.